Now, I'd like to make it, if I may, simple. Be a little different than what you're saying. Notice here the connection, the way it's worded. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. No man can shut it. Now notice, for thou hast little strength. They didn't get the strength. Oh, they had a little strength. And that strength was evident by the fact that they kept the word. And not denied the name. Take 1 John, when the young men are addressed. He says, I've written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. We would like to get a bucket of strength in order that we could now keep the word. But strength is in keeping it. In keeping the word is what gives strength. And that is what is, I think, implied here. For thou hast little strength. It is, so he gives them, he says, this open door before you. In other words, he opens up the scriptures to them. And they had a little strength. They could use that, or they applied it. They lived it. And thou hast, when he commends them for that, the little strength is positive, in a sense here, not negative. And so he goes on and says there then, thou hast kept my word, hast not denied my name. And again, we turn to John 14, that he it is that loves me, that keeps my word. And he that keeps my word, I will love him, the Father will love him, and we will come and make our abode with him. There's the communion. My obedience to what the Lord reveals to me, walking, taking that step by faith, is where there's strength. Because every step of obedience that I take when the Lord gives me, opens up a new light or truth from his word, something with his precious man that demands or a practical expression in my life. It draws me closer to him. Every step of obedience I take, I'm just that much closer, or I remain close to him. When I say, well, no, I'd like to deviate, that moment there's a distance created in there. And I think it's tremendously encouragement here that the way that it's presented here and in what follows too. But I'm not going in up to that now. I just want to quote one more scripture in 2 Timothy in connection with holding fast. 2 Timothy 1, verse 13. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This term, this expression here, is really a evidence or clear inspiration of Scripture. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me. It was given to the Apostle Paul. Divinely given. The sound, the form of sound words. I understand the original thought is the very words used in the original autographs were intended by the Spirit of God, as inspired by the Spirit of God. And it's given to the apostle. And how are we to hold it? There's two things here. In our intellect? No. It's to hold it in faith. That and love. In faith, that links me as dependent, links me for the two with the one who's given that word. I receive it from him. And in love, because I love the truth. I've embraced it in the affections. And this is, I have not denied my name. I hear the word of God. Do I, when I read the scriptures, do I find Christ in there? is that the main object that the Spirit of God has from beginning to end is to present the greatness of Christ. And in the very book of Revelation, you know, it's a revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servant the things that must shortly come to pass. So they are given to us in that way, the Lord giving us his word. It's a revelation of his person in this way, in a unique way. And even as we just read these portions, unless we see the Lord in it, and he's the one that's speaking to me, addressing to me, am I open to receive it? That's what he's looking for. That's what he commends in this message to Philadelphia.
I will just remark, in this message to Philadelphia, the Lord Jesus presents in three characters. One is holy, true, and one who has the key of David. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ is, we have seen in Colossians, the preeminence of Christ. He is the image of the invisible God. Now, God is holy, and in him is no darkness at all. So, Lord Jesus Christ, he being the image of the invisible God, he reveals to the church in these characters that he is holy and he is true. In Laodicea, he revealed himself the true and faithful, the faithful and true witness. And another thing is here, he says, he that hath the key of David, and he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. In Acts 2, we find that the Apostle Peter preaching to the Jews, and he says, him God hath made him both Lord and Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, not only he's sitting as a David's Lord, but he is the Lord and Christ over all. Now we find that, we must find that as a great consolation to us, because the Philadelphians, he says, there was a little strength. And what a consolation the believers have, although they are small in number, but to have Christ in the midst of such gatherings. But the one who is the sovereign Lord, and the one who God hath highly exalted him above all things, every knee shall bow to him, and is the Lord and Christ over all. And so we may not be in despair of the tribulations or trials or the attacks or the wiles of the devil, of the enemy. And now, and it says, also I was thinking of little strength. Now, if we contrast this with Ephesus, we were just studying this morning, Ephesus had labor, they had patience, they had works, they all sorts of things, activity. There was tremendous amount of energy and the display of the work for the Lord. But yet, he says, that was left, thy first love. But he does not say, in Ephesus we do not find the Lord Jesus telling, thou hast kept my word. So it is with us. We may have works, we may have labor, we may be busy in the meetings and all that, but in Ephesus, they had doctrine. They exposed false teachers, and yet it is not said of them, they have kept my word. So it's one thing to know the doctrine, but another thing is to walk, to obey, and to keep the word of Christ. In 1 John chapter 2 also we read, whoso keepeth my word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. So by this we know that we are in him. So the love, the Ephesus lacked love to Christ and God the Father. It is because the love was not manifested in their obedience to the word of Christ. So how can we show love to God? Is when we obey the word of Christ and when we walk in the word, in the pathway of Christ.
The end of the instruction that we want to look at today, he tells them that he sets before them his coming. He sets before them his return. Behold, I come quickly. And so the recommendation to them is to hold fast to what thou hast. The simple little strength of dependence on the Lord, the word that he has given to them, hold it fast, keep holding it, I'm coming. And so one of the great transformative powers is the view of the Lord's return. We have to confess that sometimes we don't think about it. You know, we think about many other things and what's going on and what we're going to do next week and next month. And the fact is, here he encourages them to remember that I'm coming quickly. I'm coming. And so hold fast. You have my word. You're being faithful to me. You're responding to my sovereignty in providing you the open door. I'm coming soon. I'm coming quickly. Hold fast. And so the encouragement for us today is we might feel that things aren't so well, but we have one who is holy, who is true, the one who gives us opportunities, opens doors, and our response ought to be, Lord, help me to keep your word. Help me to live so that I don't deny you, by having faith and trust in you, and then keeping before us the fact that he's coming again. He's really, really coming again. And to really believe it and to really live in the good of that. Amen.